Well, I want to talk about stress, which may not be a fitting for a beautiful fall morning, but I want to talk. I've been watching some people in highly stressful situations, and I've noticed that the way they respond to stress is usually counterproductive. And I know that's true for me. But, for example, I was watching this one friend who's going through big change, ordered the change at work and change at home. And what she does in times of stress is she gets like a deer in the headlight. She has a lot of trouble deciding anything. She has a lot of trouble moving, which, of course, doesn't really help her be nimble in times of stress. And the other one that I watched on the last couple of weeks was a friend who's been sick, and she was really unhappy about being sick and very, very seriously ill. But what she did was, with that vulnerability, she became very negative and very angry. So she basically pushed everyone around her away from her at the time when she needed the most tender, loving care of any time in her life. And I thought, you know, that it's worth doing our work even when we're not in stress so that we can be a bit more intentional, centered, resilient without regard to what comes at us. So we can, you know, get back to the best of ourselves. And a lot of times I think, oh, this, you know, doing this work to grow, being more intentional, it's not just a nice to do. It really is about helping me cope with whatever life throws my way.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about and reading about stress. And, you know, and I know for me, I know that when I am stressed, I lock up my heart and tuck it away somewhere, and I get tasky, and when I really need support, I'm less able to ask for it. So, you know, figuring out how to shift that pattern is really important to me when I'm not in stress as much as it is when I am in stress. So thinking about the cost of stress and how do we get ourselves better able to deal with it when it does come. So if you are in any level of stress, it's worth figuring out how to get back to center, get back to yourself, because even a moderate level of stress has health consequences. It does take a toll on your body, let alone the relationships and to support you getting what you need. So first figure out what's the source of the stressors in your life, both internal, like fears or unrealistic expectations, as well as external, work demands, family demands, facing the holiday seasons, whatever that could be. Just knowing what it is and knowing how to manage it when it comes helps a lot. Helps you know when you need to say no or take care a little bit better care of yourself. And then figure out what helps you come back to yourself. So you don't have your stressed self as the one that's responding, but you can figure out a way to reconnect with what's most important. There's a great website and organization called Heart Math. Heart Math, a funny combination of words. But there's a lot of evidence that says that we need to bring our heart into our daily practices, and especially in times of stress, we kind of tuck our heart away and just try to be rational when we really need to have a space for our feelings and communicate those. So communicating feelings is one of the recommendations on HeartMath's site, finding a way to laugh and cry with people that you can feel safe with. And if that's not a possibility, find a way to do art to communicate what's going on for you and to make sense of it. Find ways to do small acts of kindness for other people. It's amazing that when you look at the physiological research that just little acts of compassion towards others as well as yourself can have a huge impact on your sense of well-being and perspective without regard to what you're dealing with. Another one that they have, that, honestly, how many times do we talk about this, CJ? Practice appreciation and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's in so many articles and books that I read in terms of it has a real physiological and mental impact to not false appreciation, real appreciation, real gratitude. Has an incredible ripple effect, not only in your sense of well-being, but in also, of course, the ones that receive it. And have some practice in your life that either a spiritual practice connected with your religion or a practice that is not necessarily religious, but helps you connect to yourself, helps you to sort of hear your inner, your wise inner voices, whether it's yoga or meditation or Tai Chi or any of those, that have a practice that you can, you keep going even when you're not in stress, so that you can come back to it. Because there was a study done by the military. My teacher of keto, a conscious embodiment practice, she's a keto master, and she was saying that in the military, you can learn something and after 200 repetitions be able to do it, but you need to repeat it 2,000 times to have it be available to you in times of stress.
Mm.
So you want to have these practices, the appreciative practices, the communication practices, the prayer, meditation, centering practice in your life ongoing, so that when you are in stress, you don't act counter to what you really need, that you really can come back to center. And one other just little caveat I want to add to this, CJ, is that I'm not talking about, in this case, being optimistic. I'm talking about focusing on what really matters and facing reality as it is, whatever is going on, however painful that is, you know, looking at it clearly, but focus on what's most important, what's your purpose, what you care about most deeply, your values, and then say yes to what shows up and deal with it. So how do we keep growing so that we can be more intentional without regard to what comes at us? Anthony DeMello, who is a Catholic priest and out of in India, said that our work in life is awareness, awareness, awareness.